بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate.
ويل للمطففين.
Woe to the stinters, woe to the stinters.
Al-mutaffifin is a derivative of tathfif, which means stinting on a small scale. While measuring or weighing, these dishonest traders deprived every customer of only a little of his due. These unsuspecting customers did not realize that they had been cheated.
الَّذِينَ إِذَا اكْتَالُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ يَسْتَوْفُونَ.
Those who, when they take from others by measure, take their full share.
وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْ وَزَنُوهُمْ يُخْسِرُونَ.
But who, when they measure or weigh for others, give less than their due. But who, when they measure or weigh for others, give less than their due.
Throughout, the Quran denounces stinters and urges fairness and honesty while measuring and weighing. Take these Quranic verses as illustrative, and give full measures and weight with justice. We do not burden anyone beyond his capacity. Al-An'am 6:152. Give full measure when you measure and weigh with even scales. Bani Israel 17:35. You may not transgress in the balance, but weigh things equitably and skimp not in the balance. Al-Rahman 55:8-9. It is worth mentioning that the Prophet Shu'aib's community, peace be upon him, incurred divine punishment for their crime of stinting. They had disregarded their messenger's repeated exhortations to refrain from it.
أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ.
Do they not realize that they will be raised to life?
لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ.
On a great day, on a great day.
The day of resurrection has been called a great day, because on that day all humans and jinn will be called to account, and God Himself will judge them all. Furthermore, on that day, hugely important decisions will be made about whom to reward and whom to punish.
يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
A day when mankind will stand before the Lord of the universe.
كَلَّا إِنَّ كِتَابَ الْفُجَّارِ لَفِي سِجِّينَ.
No indeed, verily the deeds of the wicked are in the record locked up in the prison house. No indeed.
Those who believe that they will not be held to account after they have engaged in evil during their worldly lives are certainly mistaken.
Verily, the deeds of the wicked are in the record locked up in the prison house.
Sijin, a derivative of sijin, represents a prison house. However, it is fairly clear from its usage in this surah that it is used in the sense of a record containing details of the evildoer's misdeeds.
وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا سِجِّينَ.
And how would you know what the record of the prison house is?
كِتَابٌ مَرْقُومٌ.
It is a book inscribed.
وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ.
Woe them to those that give the lie.
الَّذِينَ يُكَذِّبُونَ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينَ.
Those that give the lie to the day of recompense.
وَمَا يُكَذِّبُ بِهِ إِلَّا كُلُّ مُعْتَدٍ أَثِيمٍ.
Yet none gives the lie to it except the transgressor immersed in sin.
إِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِ آيَاتُنَا قَالَ أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ.
Who, when our verses are recited to him, says, mere tales of olden times. Who, when our verses are recited to him, says,
our verses here refers to the verses that contain information about the day of recompense.
كَلَّا بَلْ ران على قلوبهم ما كانوا يكسبون.
No, indeed. The truth is that their hearts have become rusted on account of their evil deeds. No, indeed. The truth is that their hearts have become rusted on account of their evil deeds.
There was no good reason for anyone to say that the notions regarding reward and punishment in the next life were simply tales of olden times. Verse 13. What makes people say so, however, is that their hearts have become rusted on account of the sins they have committed. Hence, an idea that is wholly reasonable appears to them as merely fanciful tales of olden times. This rusting is explained by the Prophet, peace be upon him, as follows. When one commits a sin, a black stain appears on one's heart. If one repents, that stain vanishes. However, if he persists in sinning, the black stain extends to one's heart in full. Ahmed, Tirmidhi, Kitab al-Tafsir, Nasai, Ibn Majah, Ibn Jarir, Hakim, Ibn Abi Hatim, Ibn Hibban.
Kalla innahum an rabbihim yawma idhin lamahjubun.
No, indeed. On that day, they will be screened off from seeing their Lord. No, indeed. On that day, they will be screened off from seeing their Lord.
These culprits will be denied the sight of the Lord. See also Al-Qiyamah 75, note 17.
ثُمَّ إِنَّهُمْ لَصَالُ الْجَحِيمِ.
And then they shall enter hell.
ثُمَّ يُقَالُ هَذَا الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تُكَذِّبُونَ.
Whereafter they will be told, this is what you used to give the lie to.
كَلَّا إِنَّ كِتَابَ الْأَبْرَارِ لَفِي عِلِّينَ.
No, indeed. Verily, the deeds of the virtuous shall be in the record of the exalted ones. No, indeed.
This is said to contradict those who believe that no one will be rewarded or punished in the life to come.
وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا عِلِّيُّونَ.
And what do you know what the record of the exalted ones is?
كِتَابٌ مَرْقُومٌ.
It is a book inscribed.
يَشْهَدُهُ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ.
Which the angels placed near Allah to safeguard.
إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ.
Verily, the virtuous shall be in bliss.
عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ.
Resting on couches, looking around.
تَعْرِفُ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ نَضْرَةَ النَّعِيمِ.
You shall see upon their faces the glow of bliss.
يُسْقَوْنَ مِنْ رَحِيقٍ مَخْتُومٍ.
They will be served a drink of the finest sealed wine.
خِتَامُهُ مِسْكٌ. وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ.
Whose seal is musk, so let all aspirants aspire after that. Whose seal is musk?
The words kitamuhu misk signify that these wine containers will be sealed with musk rather than with ordinary clay. Taken in this sense, it stands for the finest quality wine served to the dwellers of paradise in containers with a seal of musk. Alternatively, it might mean that after drinking this wine, they will taste the flavor of musk. On this count, this wine differs vastly from wines found in this world, which are notorious for their foul smell. Those drinking it instantly feel its bitter, pungent taste, as one gathers from the facial expression of drunkards.
وَمِزَاجُهُ مِن تَسْنِيمٍ.
A wine whose mixture is tasneem. A wine whose mixture is tasneem.
The word tasneem contains the nuance of height. To call a spring tasneem carries the connotation of a spring that flows down from a great height.
عَيْنًا يَشْرَبُ بِهَا الْمُقَرَّبُونَ.
A fountain at which the chosen ones shall drink.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا كَانُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يَضْحَكُونَ.
Behold, the wicked were wont to laugh at the believers.
وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِهِمْ يَتَغَامَزُونَ.
When they passed by them, they winked.
وَإِذَا انْقَلَبُوا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ انْقَلَبُوا فَكِهِينَ.
And when they went back to their families, they went back jesting. And when they went back to their families, they went back jesting.
These unbelievers rejoiced in publicly taunting and humiliating the poor, helpless Muslims.
وَإِذَا رَأَوْهُمْ قَالُوا إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ لَضَالُّونَ.
And when they saw the believers, they said, "Lo, these are the erring ones." And when they saw the believers, they said, "Lo, these are the erring ones."
These unbelieving Meccans took the believers as the erring ones, for they had denied to themselves all worldly joys and exposed themselves to all sorts of dangers and threats on account of their allegiance to the Prophet, peace be upon him. They thought that these Muslims had been deluded into believing in paradise and hell. They abandoned the pleasures of the flesh in the fond hope of receiving the bounties of paradise at some unknown point in time. Likewise, they fear the imaginary hell and its punishments.
وَمَا أُرْسِلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ حَافِظِينَ.
They said so, although they had not been appointed watchers over them. They said so, although they had not been appointed watchers over them.
Those mocking the Muslims are given an important lesson in this verse. Even if Muslims are wholly misguided in their beliefs, it should not affect these unbelievers. The Muslims have been leading their lives in a particular way, in line with their moral worldview. Allah has not appointed them watchers over the Muslims. They should not harm those who do not offend them in any way.
فَالْيَوْمَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ يَضْحَكُونَ.
But today, the believers are laughing at the unbelievers.
عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ.
Seated upon their couches, they are looking around.
هَلْ ثُوِّبَ الْكُفَّارُ مَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ.
Have the unbelievers been duly rewarded for their deeds? Have the unbelievers been duly rewarded for their deeds?
These words have a subtle ironic note about them. The unbelievers looked upon their persecution of the believers as an act of virtue. In this context, it is stated that in the life to come, the believers will be enjoying the delights of paradise and will observe the woeful state of the unbelievers wallowing in hell. This will certainly make them say to themselves, "Have the unbelievers been duly rewarded for their deeds?"